Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Easter, Year C, Good Shepherd Sunday, and we also celebrate Mother's Day. Our readings for today: Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 43, Psalm 23, Revelation to John chapter 7, verses 9 to 17, and the Gospel of John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love. His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, from before we were born, you surrounded us with your love. From before we could understand, you have been our God. And even before we were ready to respond, your grace has been sufficient for our needs. On this Mother's Day, we celebrate not only the love of parents, especially our mothers, but the privilege of belonging to your church. May our worship today reflect your fatherly goodness, your motherly compassion, and the joy of knowing your son as our brother. Help us, as we worship, to avoid vague sentimentality and infuse our praise with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, in the name and in the sake of Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we come as servants of Christ. We all come that your light can shine in our darkness. We come as those with no right to judge each other. We come in faith and trust before the judge of all the earth. Search our hearts, test our motives, and as we worship, equipped by your Holy Spirit, bring us your word of hope. In Christ's name, Amen. We have the hymn, "Shall We Not Love Thee, Mother Dear?"
Jesus loves so well.
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, Christ our Passover, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, From My Shepherd to the Good Shepherd. From My Shepherd to the Good Shepherd. The Book of Psalms is a collection of poetry that recounts Israel's history and God's covenant promises. It is often described as the prayer book of the children of Israel. In the Book of Psalms, we get an insight of Israel's relationship with God. The book is often referred to as the Psalms of David, and it is generally believed that David did write many of them. One psalm that we are sure was written by David out of the experience of his youth and his journey to becoming king of a united Israel is Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. In Psalm 23, David combines his experience as a shepherd and his relationship with God, and uses them as a metaphor to illustrate his relationship with God. This psalm is perhaps the best known of all the psalms, and has brought comfort, hope, and solace to many persons facing the challenges of life. In Psalm 23, David uses the metaphor of the shepherd's care for his sheep, with which he is very familiar, to describe the wisdom, strength, kindness, and love of God for him and all people. The psalm begins with a declaration and an affirmation and its immediate results. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The psalmist has no doubt who has shepherded him throughout his life. The psalmist has no doubt who has provided for all his needs, physical, emotional, and spiritual. It is the Lord. The shepherd lives with the flock and is everything to it. Its guide, protector, and physician. The shepherd cares for the sheep. They are very important to him. The shepherd lives with the sheep and determines their wants and moves to satisfy them. The shepherd sustains the sheep. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Verse 3. He leads me, verse 2. He leads me beside the still waters. The shepherd knows when the sheep needs to eat, to rest, and when they are thirsty. He provides the best pasture for rest and food, and the best fresh water to satisfy their thirst. The psalmist continues, He revives my soul and guides me along the right pathways for his name's sake. Verse 3. The care of the shepherd has the effect of rejuvenating the sheep, and therefore the sheep can rely on the guidance of the shepherd to lead them along right pathways because of the loving, caring nature of the shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 4. Even as the shepherd supplies the needs of the sheep, they will still face danger. They will experience the challenging occasion of the shadow of death. Even as the sheep face their greatest challenge, they will not be afraid. Why? Because the shepherd is ever present, not only with the will, but the means to protect the sheep. His rod and staff are instruments to guide and protect, even in the shadow of death. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Verse 5. The shepherd provides for the higher needs of the sheep. The shepherd provides a rich table at which the sheep can feed while enjoying the protection of the shepherd. Even though enemies may be around, the sheep can feast in perfect security. In the presence of enemies, the sheep enjoy the goodness of the shepherd. The sheep are refreshed, and his cup of blessing is overflowing. In verse 6, the psalmist writes, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The faithful shepherd will show goodness and mercy to the faithful sheep for its entire life, and even after death. The sheep will dwell in the house of the shepherd forever. David's experiences of the Lord can become the experience of all of humankind because of the coming of the Good Shepherd in the person of Jesus the Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus affirms that he is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It is because the Good Shepherd laid down his life on the cross for the sheep, and the Father raised him from the grave, that the sheep who are faithful can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Good Shepherd states in John chapter 10, verses 14 and 16, I know my own, and my own know me. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. The good shepherd desires to bring all sheep into his flock. That is his task, and that is the task that he desires those who belong to his flock to take up. In today's gospel, the good shepherd says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. Those who have experienced the loving care, guidance, protection, and blessing of the Good Shepherd, and are called to be his disciples, must hear his voice, obey, and follow him. The Good Shepherd speaks to us through the Word of God in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If we are to follow the Good Shepherd, we have to acknowledge that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us to all truth, to enable and empower us to do the tasks that the Good Shepherd has set before us. Paul, in his epistles, points us to one important task that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has set for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, Paul writes, "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." If we are to show our gratitude for the loving care, guidance, protection, and ultimately the gift of eternal life with the Good Shepherd, we must follow him and exercise our ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling people to each other and people to God. As a kingdom of priests, we are to build bridges between people and people, and people and God. To the faithful, we have the promise to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We will dwell in that place where John describes in our second lesson today. There will be no more, they will hunger no more, and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. This is the vision for those who know the Good Shepherd, who hear his voice, who obey and follow him. The question is that our vision? Is that my vision? Is that your vision? Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, anointed at your baptism, you fulfill our hope beyond our imagining. Gather into your church all who hear and respond to your call. Teach us how to be people of your redemption. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, you showed in signs and wonders your saving love. Transform our aspirations to recognize and embrace your dawning kingdom. Give to leaders and governments vision to pursue your peace. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, you gave diverse gifts so that all may contribute to the common good. Give us grace to honor and delight in the talents shared. Shape us together for your glory. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, the sick and affirmed were brought to you for healing. We hold before your tender love all who need your healing touch today. Pour upon them your blessings. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. Lord Jesus, salvation belongs to you, and you alone can give eternal life. We commend to you those who have died. Bring us to rejoice with the great multitude of heaven. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. And we pray for the Synod of our diocese to be assembled this week. Almighty and ever-living God, source of all wisdom and understanding, be present with those who take counsel in the Synod of our Church for the renewal and mission of your Church. Teach us in all things to seek first your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive what is right, and grant us both the courage to pursue it and the grace to accomplish it, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. And we have the 23rd Psalm, the version arranged by Stuart Townsend.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the sea.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heal the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory, give you joy and peace in your faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we just want to wish you, all mothers, a very happy Mother's Day. We wish all persons a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Remember that COVID-19 is still with us, but we are living with it. So as you worship God every day, remember to watch your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask. Make sure that the mask is covering your nose and mouth. And be safe. And we leave you with the Mother's Day song, A Mother's Love.
Time and time.